In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Maybe I am out of touch. I don't think that I am, but I do think that the Minnesota Vikings have a great shot this weekend against the Green Bay Packers. Green Bay is struggling. Now, I'm not sitting here acting as though the Minnesota Vikings are playing great football because the quarterback play, subpar. Like, let's be honest. It's subpar. It's not good. J.J. McCarthy has been struggling. Okay? But I still think that the Vikings have a shot in this game. I think that the Vikings are actually going to pull off the upset in this game. The Vegas line, I think, on this game was like 6.5. There's no way that I would take Green Bay in the 6.5. That makes no sense. I think that the Vikings have a great chance at winning this game. And it's not just because I think that the Vikings themselves are just going to play better. Because I think that J.J. McCarthy and I think that the coaching staff, I think they feel a certain way about all this talk about J.J. Like, J.J. McCarthy has to feel like, man, I got to go out here and show that I'm the guy. Because Vikings fans right now are ticked at me. My accuracy issues are a problem. I need to go out. I need to take care of business right now. And so with that, I think that if he is focused the way that I think that he's focused, I think the offense is going to perform at a higher level. And by the way, let's run the ball a little bit more because Aaron Jones and Jordan Mason are running the ball well. They're not running it enough. So I think that the offense is going to play better, but more so than that, the Packers are limping into this game. Now, I know that there's, Jaden Reed or somebody, the window for them to get back on the football field has opened. Was you get 21 days or whatever. That's fine. Maybe he plays, maybe he doesn't. But Josh Jacobs not playing, I think that's a big deal. Josh Jacobs, when healthy, is the top what running back in the NFL? Top what?
I'd say this season he's probably been top three. Jonathan Taylor, Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, he's not better than Jahmyr Gibbs.
I'd probably say Jahmyr Gibbs is probably that third one. I think Taylor has been head and shoulders above everybody. And then Gibbs has been better, especially with his abilities out of the backfield. And then Jacobs has been the second most consistent runner, in my opinion, behind Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah, he's been nicked up though here lately. So I think if he's not 100%, that could pose a big problem.
And that's why I'm saying that's, I think, up to this point. I'm not saying he's going to finish that way, but up to this point he has been. And so yes, that would be a fairly big loss for Green Bay.
Yeah, I think that situation is a big deal for the Green Bay Packers. Now, did you hear? Do I anticipate this guy not playing? Of course not. But you did hear that Micah Parsons is nicked up, right? Like, Micah Parsons is dealing with an injury.
He's been nicked up to be honest, he's been nicked up the entire season. I don't think he's been 100% the entire season.
Yeah, that's a fair point. That is a fair point. He's not always on the injury list, though. But he's going to play.
No, he plays.
Yeah, it sounds like he's going to be set to play this coming Sunday. And you didn't anticipate him missing time anyway. But he returned to practice. Romeo Doubs was listed with a wrist. Matthew Golden, who I didn't think was really a first-round pick, he was listed with a wrist. Dontavian Wicks, a calf. Christian Watson. Those guys were limited. Okay? Those guys were limited. Guys that didn't practice at all, Nate Hobbs, cornerback, Josh Jacobs, running back, Quay Walker, linebacker. If those guys don't play, I think a nice little advantage for your Minnesota Vikings. I'm going to go ahead and do it right now. And I get it. I understand that the quarterback has been subpar. He's been shaky. It has not been good. But my prediction is the Minnesota Vikings will go into Lambeau and beat the Green Bay Packers 27-24. How do you like the math?
I don't know if I like that math. I don't know if the scoring gets that high, number one. I think even with Green Bay struggles on offense, the defense has still been there. Even through those injuries on that side of the ball, the defense has still been stingy. I don't think they've given how many times have they given up? Have they given up 20 all season?
Fair question.
I think this is another drag in the mud type of game, and it might be first team to 20 wins. But I wouldn't be surprised if neither team got to 20. In my honest opinion.
They gave up 20 to New York last week, the Giants. They gave up 25 to Pittsburgh.
And then the Dallas game, the tie.
They gave up 23 to Arizona.
Okay.
They gave up 40 to Dallas. So.
Four times.
Yeah.
Four times in 10 games. And to be honest, you said what, 20, 25, 23? So it's not like they're giving up 28 or 30. So even when they're giving up 20, it's still, 24 or less for the most part, except for the Dallas game. Green Bay is the better team. Minnesota is the healthier team at this point. But I think Green Bay is going to find a way. Now, if this was here in Minneapolis, I would give home field advantage there. I think because it's in Lambeau, J.J. McCarthy needs to play at least 85 to 90% of how he played against Detroit. At least.
Oh, he has to. Yeah, no, I agree with you.
At least.
If he plays like he did against Detroit, they win, in my opinion.
I think they have I won't say they win automatically. I'll say they have a good chance of winning. But he's got to show out. That stuff he pulled against Baltimore, that stuff he pulled against Chicago.
Oof.
No.
And by the way,
gonna work.
Chicago did not win because their quarterback was brilliant. Caleb Williams sucked. They just made more plays.
So it's an interesting dynamic in Chicago versus here in Minnesota. Caleb Williams, he's still a young quarterback, but he's been in the league now 2 years. This is not his first season, but he has a new coach. J.J. McCarthy, it's his second season, but it's his first season because he was out all year with the injury. So now Kevin O'Connell has to bring along technically a rookie. So you have new dynamics in both places. It's just the opposite of what you have where the coach is different in one place, the quarterback is coming in into the system in the other. And so they're both – you got to give them both time. They're clearly not Jaden Daniels. Clearly. They're clearly not C.J. Stroud, who, by the way, has struggled pretty well since his rookie season. He had a letdown last year, and this year, before he was out, he wasn't throwing up daisies and roses. So a lot of times you got to give people time. You got to give them time to learn the system, learn what works well, again, with each other, with the coach and with the quarterback.
All right, I'm going to give you another outside of the Vikings upsetting Green Bay, I'm going to give you another upset. The other upset is Pittsburgh will defeat Chicago at Soldier Field.
Again, by the numbers, it's an upset. I guess technically by record, it's an upset. I don't feel that would be an upset. I feel that game's a toss-up.
Okay. But per the books,
per the Vegas numbers, yes, it would be an upset.
Man, let's go Vikings! Let's do it! I'm so ready. I'm so pumped. Can't stand the Packers. I know Randy Meyer. I know that's your team. Sorry, bro. Sorry. All right, 651-461.
Doesn't sound like you're sorry.
9226. We've got Bite of the Night. That's up next year on the Lick Show.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I should have mentioned this to J-Lo, but nonetheless, it doesn't matter. We come out of the break.
No, that's my fault. I forgot that Bite of the Night was right now.
It's all good.
But you can jam out this on Michael for a second.
It's a Friday night here on the Lake Show. J-Lo is in for Christopher Tubbs. I think that Christopher Tubbs is with his family at Wicked. Is it Wicked?
The Wicked for Good. Yeah, that came out tonight. Yeah. Or today. So yeah, yeah,
I believe that is where he is at with his family.
I wonder how much the tickets cost him to go opening night.
I'll have to ask him next week. Well, let's with no further ado, let's get into the Bite of the Night. All right, so the Bite of the Night this evening is, as you know, if you haven't paid attention to college football in the last couple of months, but James Franklin was let go at Penn State. He actually was hired yesterday at Virginia Tech, which I think is a great hire on their part. Okay, but this bite of the night, it involves the interim head coach at Penn State, okay? And I love when people get an opportunity to coach at their alma mater, or there's a specific tie-in that makes everything so special with regards to why they are in the position that they are in today. And I just love everything about it. Look, when we talk about storylines, we all love storylines, right? Who doesn't love a good storyline? I know that I do. But at the end of the day, when you hear the passion and the love for Penn State from this assistant coach or interim coach, his name is Terry Smith, he just really talks about his love for Penn State football, a former player, and he talks about what it means not only to him but to his family.
Terry, you mentioned Penn State specifically. Why does this place and this specific job at the school mean so much?
My dad graduated in 68. It's all we know. I'm from a small town called Aliquippa, Pennsylvania. And it's not a very nice place. And my dad, through his education at Penn State, moved us to the other side of Pittsburgh, to Monroeville, Pennsylvania, and he gave us a better life because of his education here. And it taught our entire family about possibilities in life, and you can be whatever you want to be. And this place has done so much for me and my family. I think we have 9 or 10 family members that have Penn State degrees. I have, I think, 3 that are students now, family members. This place is special. It's amazing. It's you know, I just want to give back to it. I just want to make sure I'm holding my end up of the bargain and putting out a team that everyone can be proud of.
I love that, man. You can hear the passion in his voice. And that it matters to him. That I love individuals like that. To me, some of the best storylines that we find in sports, we find in college. College football, college basketball. That is the reason why we love College Game Day so much. It's because of the storylines. It isn't just all about the matchups, but to hear an emotional interim coach talk about what the university means to him, talk about his upbringing, talk about his dad and his family looking for a better life. Man, that means everything. And then as a side note, and we haven't even played this soundbite, but he has a daughter that I believe is like Down syndrome, that story was told like a couple of weeks ago too. So, man, props out to the to the Penn State interim head coach, because you could just tell that his life has been filled with some adversity, and this guy loves just trying to be the best human being that he can be, trying to be the best coach that he can be. And I don't know if you've watched Penn State in the last month. They've actually been fighting in all of these games they played in, even the ones that they've lost. They have been expected to get blown out a lot, even with Drew Aller gone. I got to give that coach a lot of credit, man.
So all the traditionalists out there, they will look to that video, that reel, that piece of video, and that's what they'll say, that the transfer portal and NIL and getting payers their money with all the stuff that's going around it. That's what was destroyed in college football, was scenes like that, playing for dear old alma mater. And I think it's a great story, and it's something I want anyone, not just an athlete, but anyone that goes to college to feel about their college. Even though, you know, colleges don't always put up the best light. But hopefully you have a great time. You have a good time learning and growing in an environment like that. That's what the ideal is. The fact that he has gotten this opportunity at a place where he did basically grow up. He didn't just go there. He grew up in it because mm-hmm. his family grew up. His family went there before him. His father helped him shape his life
yep.
through his education at Penn State, which passed down through the generations. And so it's heartwarming to hear, and you hope that it leads to better things for him, possibly getting a job. But again, this is why everybody was so excited to hear Matt Rhule's name be, well, I shouldn't say excited, but anticipatory hearing Matt Rhule's name, because he is a similar background. He went to Penn State. He's a Penn State alum as well. And so having that alumni base, having that alumni feeling of Saturdays in Happy Valley and whiteouts and, you know.
I don't get the Matt Rhule stuff. I don't. I know there's the connection there. I don't. I think he's not that great of a coach.
I disagree. With him as a coach. I think he wasn't a good pro coach. I think his stop at Carolina was ill-fated, like a lot of college coaches that have tried to go into the pros. When you do what you did at Temple, Temple was irrelevant before Matt Rhule. It has been irrelevant since Matt Rhule. The only time that Temple football, I think, has been relevant in the past 50 years is when Matt Rhule was coaching there.
Oh, I'm not saying that Matt Rhule's not a good coach. I don't see him as like a top 10 coach in college football. And I think you have to be a top 10 coach in college football to be successful at Penn State.
I disagree. I think you have to have right coach, right time. I think in any case, you know, go back to Bear Bryant in Alabama. He was a builder of programs, built at Kentucky, built at Texas A&M, but he was also the right coach at the right time. I think you have to hit lightning in a bottle. I think the most successful coach, Bill Belichick, he was good in Cleveland. He was good in Cleveland. He got them to the playoffs. Who knows what would have happened if Cleveland hadn't moved to Baltimore, if the Browns hadn't become the Ravens, the first iteration of the Browns. But he became great in New York. I'll give another example outside of football. Tony La Russa. He was decent with the White Sox. He was okay. But he became lightning in a bottle with the Oakland Athletics and won World Series in Oakland and St. Louis. Joe Torre. He managed in Atlanta, I believe. Atlanta before he managed in New York. Who would have thought that Joe Torre would have managed the mighty New York Yankees, lightning in a bottle, and 4 world championships in a 5-year span?
Yeah, I just think Penn State can do better than Matt Rhule.
Can they do better? Yeah, yes, I agree.
He hasn't impressed me with Nebraska. He just hasn't.
Again, Nebraska, I think Nebraska's different. No, he hasn't impressed you in Nebraska, but he's still 6-3. This is his third season there. He's going to a bowl. He could finish
7-3.
7-3. They could easily finish 8-4. They could finish 9-3.
Yeah, but how did they get to 8-3? I mean, 7-3. I mean, no one looks at. They got their ass handed to them against the Gophers, and the Gophers aren't good.
It's not going to be a dynamic, over the top, you know, blow your mind thing with Matt Rhule. But again, The two college stops before he got in Nebraska,
mm-hmm.
Temple and Baylor after the Art Briles scandal. And he made them into respectable, relevant programs either for the first time in a long time or again after going through all of that mess. I give him the benefit of the doubt. If you can come in and turn those two situations around and make those smelling like roses, I give you the benefit of the doubt for at least a little while.
Coming up next, we'll take a look at the local weather, and there's something that will be premiering on December the 10th that I am all about. We get to that next year on The Late Show.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, so we got a little bit of a change of plans here. We have major breaking news. Political news. Marjorie Taylor Greene has resigned from Congress.
Let me. I got this. Yeah, okay.
She has resigned from Congress. It will be effective in January the 6th of 2026. So it's not as though like she's not in office right now tonight.
Yeah, and that's when people hear she has resigned, they think she's out the door tonight.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, no. It's not effective immediately, but yes. She's resigned. She's put in a resignation. She will be on the job for the next month and a half, but January of 2026, Marjorie Taylor Greene is done with Congress, which that's the talker of the night. Like, if you go to every let's do a whip around. Okay, MSNBC. What is that, MSNBC?
It's now called MS Now.
Oh, MS
they,
Now.
They rebranded. This is the first week. They had to rebrand because NBC divested from them. So they're no longer under NBC's umbrella.
All right, so MS Now, they have it on there. Let's try Fox. Because this is the news of the night. Jesse Waters, primetime. No, he's talking about Trump shooter acted alone. What are you doing? What is Fox News doing?
It's primetime programming on Fox.
Go to CNN. Let's see what CNN has.
I went to CNN first, and they did have it. They were talking about it.
Okay, what other network can we go to? We're just kind of doing a whip around to see that everybody's kind of covering it. I didn't see this one coming. I didn't.
No.
Her and Trump have been having issues for a while, but man, no one predicted this.
I did not see this coming in this way, but I thought I had heard in the last 3 or 4 days that she might be thinking, because her dust up with the president has been all over the news the last couple of weeks, especially regarding what happened last weekend right before the House got back in session and they took this discharge petition and they made it and they for the Jeffrey Epstein files, and it passed the House and then it passed the Senate, and now President Trump has signed it into law. So ever since that time, it's ratcheted up. It's been brewing for the last few weeks because during the shutdown, Taylor Greene came out against cutting off SNAP benefits and came out looking to extend the health care subsidiaries.
Yep.
Her tone in the last
2 months.
2 months, yeah. It has done about as much of a 180 as you can think of in the political world. It has completely flipped. And I have
but
heard
she's still a supporter of the president, though.
Yes, and the policies and the America First agenda. I have heard some scuttle that she might try to run for governor of Georgia. And if that's the case, maybe that's why she's softening her tone. Maybe she has bigger aspirations beyond that. But just from the rhetoric standpoint and the heat of the rhetoric, you go back to Taylor Greene again, August, before the shutdown, June, July, in some of these meetings, these committee meetings and committee hearings earlier this year, she was as big of a firebrand as she ever had been. But the thing that kind of turned my eye up was when she started talking about the healthcare subsidies. I'm like, wow, this sounds to me, to be a little bit more rational.
This is, and so the way that this will shake out is she will be in Congress until she steps down early January, and then there's going to be a special election for her seat. And I can't remember the gentleman's name. He was a veteran that was running against her the last time. That is, I'll look up his name again. But on a Friday night, though, man, we get this information that drops.
Well, it's funny how much stuff gets dumped on a Friday because people are going into their weekend, and sometimes you're hoping by either you're going to talk about it through the weekend and it's going to lead off the news cycle on Monday, or you're going to forget about it over the weekend, and by Monday you're back to your normal routine and you're not even thinking about it. There is such a concept as a Friday night news dump.
Yes, and you're 100% right.
And in this particular case, you talk about the special election, it may not turn the balance of that of the House because the district that she has is deeply red. It's deeply conservative. So you're not expecting someone that is a liberal or a progressive to come out of that district. So the numbers may not change as far as the philosophies, the GOP versus the Democrats. But if you have someone that is a more moderate person coming out of that district and tends to lean less of a America First or a MAGA standpoint, and by the way, the fact that we've made MAGA such a catch term, it's kind of sad in my opinion, but anyway, that's beyond me.
Well, it's interesting because the and a texter says from 763, TMZ has a resignation letter. It's a pretty good read. Too bad she wasted so much time showboating instead of being productive. Yeah, I have the letter right here in front of me from the account called Activism. They tweeted out 10 minutes ago her full statement, and the letter is 2 pages. Also, she on her on social media, she put out
a video.
It's like 10 minutes long.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty lengthy. So, I mean, clearly, we don't know what she said in it because we're doing live radio with you guys right now. I definitely will be watching it tonight. I will read the letter maybe here at the top of the hour to see what she has stated. But, yeah, this is some big news on a Friday night. News dump, like you mentioned.
This is – there are going to be people on both sides of the aisle that are going to be – they're not going to give her any sort of – goodwill out of this. There are going to be a lot of people on the left-hand side, on the progressive side, on the liberal side, that say, too bad, too sad, too late. there are going to be people on the conservative side that said, why are you doing this? You seem to have turned from us. And there are going to be people in both camps and in the middle, in the independent side, the swing side, that might be fascinated by this and fascinated with the philosophy, with the change in mindset, with the change in tone and rhetoric. And why do this now? Why do this? And again, the last day in office is not too unsymbolic. It's pretty symbolic that she's leaving January 5th, and the first day she's going to be out of the office is a January 6th. There's symbolism in that.
I wonder how she feels knowing that her constituents, when we talk about these subsidies and the ACA and all this stuff, I wonder how she feels about the fact that it's about to get dark for a lot of people with regards to health care, and she can't look people in the face. Like, we have a lot of politicians right now in this country. They cannot do town halls in front of their constituents because they're terrified.
They get shouted down.
Yep.
They get
pushback.
You're supposed to have pushback at some sort of town hall because you hear from some constituents that agree with your platform or agree with what's going on. You hear from some that don't. You're supposed to get a give and take. But the vitriol, and so I think there's not as much vitriol as you could have. You could have, like, pitchforks. You could have old horror movie Frankenstein stuff where people come with the torches and the tar and feathers. But there is some anger. There is a bit of anger and some vitriol there. And you know it. You've seen it. You've experienced it if you've watched it. And your eyes tell you what you're seeing. Again, to leave that position, and I was a quick story. I called up one of my best friends last night. We talked for 90 minutes. I haven't talked to him in a couple years, and we've known each other since we were 6 years old. And we will talk sports till the cows come home. But over our time as adults, we've talked more and more politics, and we tend to think similarly on politics. And one thing that I've talked about at times is term limits. And term limits for especially people in D.C. And how that could be a good thing for continuing to move the conversation and get things done.
Yeah, I brought this up recently too.
And so, but having said that, that's not the case right now. That's not how Congress works right now. And so to give up a position that has power with it, has perks with it, has a platform and a megaphone with it, you wonder, number one, has she had enough of it? Has she had enough of that area? Or is she eyeing bigger things? There's so many spokes. There's so many things that you could fly out and throw toward the wall right now.
What does she know about the Epstein files?
That plays into it as well. I think that plays, again, this is like you have five different handfuls of spaghetti thrown up against the wall to see which brand sticks better. You don't know. It's in a way, it's going to be fascinating to find out. And again, there are people that are like, good riddance.
651-461-9226. We went a little bit over. We'll do headlines at the end of the show. I want to stay with this for a minute before the top of the hour break. All right, on a Friday night on the Lake Show, the news at this moment is that Marjorie Taylor Greene resigning from Congress, that will be in January of 2026. So she literally has a little bit over a month left, and she will be exiting on January the 5th, right? January the 5th?
January the 5th will be her last day, so I think she has about 6 weeks left in Congress, and then January 6th, she will no longer be a member of the House of Representatives, which is I want to see if that's the beginning of a week. It's a Tuesday.
One of the things that she said in the statement was, I do not want my sweet district to have to endure a hurtful and hateful primary against me by the president. It's all so absurd and completely unserious. I refuse to be a battered wife, hoping it all goes away and gets better. If I am cast aside by the president and the MAGA political machine and replaced by neocons, big pharma, big tech, military, industrial war complex, foreign leaders, and the elite donor class that can never ever relate to real Americans, then many common Americans have been cast aside and replaced as well. Well,
she doesn't not believe in the philosophy. She still believes in the philosophy, the underlying philosophy of that movement.
For sure.
But a lot of people over time, and I know that, there are people out there that are listening to this that are going to not like hearing this, but a lot of people over time get worn down by the current president, whether in business, whether in politics, whether in social life. There is a grinding down of the relationship, and it just seems like over the last couple of months especially, she has been ground down by
her
relationship and by her affiliation.
She has stated this week that she's getting death threats from MAGA.
I'm not surprised.
I mean, think about that. She's getting death threats from the MAGA crowd. Out of all the stuff that she said and done as a supporter of Donald Trump, all of a sudden she stops supporting him in everything that he does, and then she starts getting death threats? Rough crowd, man. All right, coming up next, a move by the Minnesota Twins that does not inspire confidence. We'll get to that next.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.